just a little message. I want to thank all my crew leaders, my staff, the station leaders, and of course, she is not here today. She is our decoration leader. Look what she's done. You see the hallway and the foyer. And the main thing here, she did a great job. That's JD. And I really appreciate all of you because this VBS happened because of you. And of course, our children, thank you for coming every night. I know that many of you have sacrificed your time to help here in our VBS. But you know what? Last night I was telling, for me, it's an investment. Sorry if I get emotional because children are very dear to me. I grew up attending Vacation Bible School, and my mother was always the teacher. And I am here today standing in front of you because of that. So for me, I don't mind getting tired. I know last year, I was still going through my chemotherapy, and I've been busy doing a lot of stuff. And I was thinking, should I do Vacation Bible School? But God strengthened me, and I was able to do a Vacation Bible School last year. And so this year, I was like, okay, I'm done with all my treatment. God has healed me. I got my hair back. Last year, I think my hair was very short, yes. And I said, Lord, this is the even more time for me to do the Vacation Bible School. But at the beginning of the VBS, I started feeling not really good. And you can see my voice is a little hoarse, but I said, Lord, these are your children. I'm going to come because next week I'm going to our pastor's retreat in Camp Kalakwa. So I've been praying for God to sustain me. But you know what? As I've said, this is an investment. The children are the future of our church. For me, I don't mind not getting enough sleep, not getting a lot of rest, so that I can just be with my kids, the VBS kids, give them a good program. Even though we had some kind of a hard time with the schedule, keeping up the time, but we tried. But the thing for me is, you know, in Proverbs 22:6, I'm sure many of you know about this one. Train up a child in the way he should go. Because even when he is old, he will not depart from it. You see, these kids, they've been learning about heroes in the Bible. They've been learning about Miriam, who helped his brother Moses while when the Pharaoh have commanded to kill all the babies, and the mother sent her to look after the basket while it was floating in the Nile River. And then, of course, we have Samuel, who was in a really young age, have learned to listen to God's voice. So the kids learned that this week, that they need to listen to God's voice. And of course, we have, there are some kids in the Bible, they don't have names, but we gave them names for our Vacation Bible School. And so we have Nora. Nora was the servant of Naaman. I'm sure you know about the story of Naaman. He was a soldier, and he got some kind of a leprosy. And then when Nora saw this, he remembered, oh, I know Elisha. Prophet Elisha can heal him. And so he told to Naaman that he knows someone who knows God, and he can heal him. And so Naaman went to Elisha, and he got healed. That's because of Nora. Without Nora being caring, Naaman will never know about the power of God through healing. And then, of course, we have Rhoda. Rhoda was a little girl, a servant also, who started running to the Christians. This is when many Christians were being persecuted, and Peter was in prison. And that day, Peter was came out of the prison and came to meet the other Christians, and Rhoda saw him. And she went running and tried to tell to the Christians that Peter is there. They didn't believe her because they're like, oh, he's supposed to be in prison. And she was bold enough to tell them that it's true. I saw Peter. So we've been teaching our children to be bold. And then, of course, we have Jesse. We named him Jesse, the little boy who had two fish and loaves of bread. You know the story how that bread, when he gave it up to God, to Jesus, it was multiplied. The power of Jesus were able to multiply that food so that others can eat because they were so hungry. It was a long day. Jesus was preaching, and Jesus started asking, "Is there any food in here?" And then Andrew found Jesse, the little boy with the fish and loaves of bread, and he said, "Well, we have this boy here with his lunch." And Jesus blessed the food, and it was multiplied. So they were able to feed the 5,000. You know why those kids were able to do those things? Because I'm sure their family have taught them to serve God, to give up something, to believe on something, so that they can uplift or glorify God. I know that the school year is coming up. I always say this whenever I have a chance. If you can send your children to our Christian school, you know that this is where they will have the foundation, strong foundation, so that they will be able to stand when the trials come in their way. We know also the story of Daniel and his friends. You know that they were captured during the besiege of Jerusalem, and they were taken to Babylon. They didn't mention about their parents. You didn't hear anything about it, only about these young people, how they stood up for their faith, how they stood up for their belief. And you know that when they were offered some food, you know, sometimes food is our weakness. When they were offered some food, it's so delicious for the sight of many people. But when Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, saw this, what did they say? "No, we are not going to eat this food." And you know what? That's a king's food. And if you will not follow the king, what will happen to you? You can be killed, right? But they were brave enough to refuse to eat the food. And they said, "We are not going to eat that food because we don't eat those food. Those are the food that are not good for us." And they were able to stand up. And of course, towards a little halfway of Daniel's story, what? There's the three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were told to what? To bow down to the image that they built. And they said that when you hear the music, what you're supposed to do? You need to bow down to the image. You know that we are taught not to bow down to any image, but only to our one true God, which is in heaven. And so when they heard the music, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they stood. They never wavered. They stood in their faith because they know they are not supposed to worship an idol or any image. And so when Nebuchadnezzar learned about this, what did they do to Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego? They threw them into the burning furnace. And what did they say? They said, "Even God will not save us. We will not bow down to this image." So for our parents, for those of you who have children, grandchildren, if you want your children to be able to stand up for their faith, you need to teach them. You know, it starts from your home. It starts from where your children are eating in the morning. You have to start telling them to be strong in their faith. If you want them to be able to stand up when the trials come, when the world starts telling them the other thing, you want them to stand up and say, "I will not bow down, I will not eat, or I will not do that, because that is not what God wants me to do." Excuse me. So I encourage all of you to please give time to your children. Teach them about God. Teach them how they can be able to stand for the truth. And I pray that our children, throughout the week, you learn to be brave. You learn to be devoted. You learned to be caring, to be bold, and to be generous. Always remember that, because God wants you to be strong for Him. He is your strength when you feel you are weak. He is what? Your guide when you feel you don't have the path or you don't know where to go. And He is your truth when the world is confusing you. So always remember that. For those of you who have gotten your Bible, please read your Bible. You know, it's easy to get busy with other things. But I always remember there's a song that even though you gain the whole world, but you lose your soul, it's nothing, right? We can have all the wisdom that we need here on earth, but it's only here. It's only temporary. What we need is the eternal things, right? And that is learning how to be strong, to be brave, to be devoted, to be bold for Jesus. And He will always be with you. I pray that our parents, our grandparents, aunts and uncles will always help our children to learn about God so that they can stand for the truth.